proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I have so much office type work to do today. I don't want to go do it.
That's the worst kind of work.
I know it. I know it. I'd rather be digging ditches.
Literally,
I really would. I'd rather be go back to my days when I was in high school working part-time for the city crew that would go around sling-blading ditches and cutting grass and things like that, rather than sit here in front of this computer all day and make calls and type.
And look at spreadsheets. Listen, I thought we had this job so that like we didn't have to do that, you know? And then our business manager, Adam, sends us like spreadsheets, like Excel spreadsheets. I'm like, Adam, I haven't done this since my like corporate business days, which was a long time ago. I specifically work for you guys to not do that.
But that was back when we had a radio station that was a mothership to our show. Now we're just on our own, you know, trying to get two nickels to rub together.
Sure. But can we get someone that loves a spreadsheet?
I'm not even talking about dealing with spreadsheets today. Because you know why? I can't. And some people don't understand that.
I do.
Just like, you know, if you put a spreadsheet in front of me, I'm never going to be able to understand it. Never. Just like if I took Adam, who loves spreadsheets, and put him standing at the plate with the pitching machine in front of him, he's never going to be able to hit the baseball as well as I can.
Right.
And he's pretty athletic because he plays hockey and stuff like that, but he'll never hit a baseball as well as I hit a baseball. And I wouldn't taunt him for that. I would just go, hey, it's his shortcoming. Or, you know, any of the major, major talents that I have that are unique, I just can't do spreadsheets and things like that.
Well, what you would do for him is slow the pitch down. Slow down the pitch. And that's what he does for me with the spreadsheet. So he'll send one, and then a week later he sees I haven't even opened it. So he'll, like, take half of it and just like make it easier to understand, send that to me, say, try this. And then he just keeps watering it down until finally I open it up. It's like one thing on there.
But no, I would probably be like, okay, at the batting cages, I'd be like, all right, well, this is just not your thing.
You win some, you lose some, you know? I get it. We all have our strengths.
I don't know. I just want to open that pressure washing business.
Yeah.
That I've dreamed of for so long.
I would be your first client on that.
I got these good ass earbuds that I got for $20 off the Amazon Prime days. I just put those in just all day. Just.
You know what you could also do with that business? I just had this thought because I got a lot of messages when you showed your, what's that thing called with the, it looks like the Grim Reaper hook.
Oh, that, brush hook.
The brush hook.
Yeah.
I got probably 8 messages. Where did he get the brush hook? I need one, or I need someone to come do whatever with that. And I was just like, what? So maybe you could add that on with it.
Yeah. Could do that.
I don't know.
TJ's power washing and brush hook services LLC or something.
Yeah.
I never even see sling blades hardly anymore.
No. You know, there's a lot of guys who claim to be alpha males they take classes to learn how to do, to cut the grass with one of those things because they feel like that's more masculine.
Yeah. Sling blades just knocking down the tallest weeds. I mean,
so it's like a weed whacker.
It's a wooden handle like an axe, and then it comes out at the bottom with a blade that's long and flat, and it's serrated on both sides.
Okay.
And you stand and you just swing it, one way it cuts and then sling it back and it cuts the other way.
Is it the joy of doing that? Because my question is, doesn't a weed whacker do the same thing or no?
Well, you're kind of throwing me off saying weed whacker with a Southern accent, because we normally don't call them weed whackers.
What do we call them? We
call them weed eaters, usually.
Weed eater. Damn, Lindsay.
Weed eater. Why did I say weed whacker?
It's married to a Yankee, probably. You picked that up from him.
I don't know. He's not much into the outdoor work, if you know what I mean. Weed eater. Weed eater. Yeah. That's what I call it.
Whacker. I don't even know her.
Weed eater. Oh, that's absolutely what I call it. I'm not sure why, where that came from. But anyway, is it the same concept? Yeah. Just okay.
Right. But sometimes you don't need, it depends on how strong your weed eater is. Sometimes a sling blade can cut through really, really thick weeds that have grown up over time that a weed eater isn't strong enough to cut through. So unless you got a weed eater that has one of those blades on the end of it instead of the string. Now those things are badass.
Yeah.
And you can take to that, but it's a great workout, the sling blading.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thus, that's why they had all of the high school boys that got that part-time job working for the city. It was divided into two crews, football player crew and a non-football playing crew. The non-football playing crew was assigned to go around town and repaint all the fire hydrants. The football player crew was assigned to go weed eat ditches and overgrown vacant lots.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm painting the fire hydrants.
Yeah, but I couldn't pick. I had to go with the sling blade, and they had it made. They had fun. They were always talking about how much fun they had and everything. We're like, damn.
They're out there sweating.
I feel like I've been beaten to death.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's build those muscles, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, that just shows you how the fix is in all over that small town for whatever football needs.
Yep.
Everything associates back to football.
And you're probably like
part-time job for the city and be treated the same.
And the sad thing is you were probably like 7 years old. They're like, get out there and wait.
Okay.
Give them vitamin B12 shot. Yeah.
It's one thing to go out there and like mow the grass of the outfield at the high school baseball field or something, but going out into the city and repainting fire hydrants. I mean, that's what you see prisoners doing that kind of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we did have supervisors that were hired just for the summer to look after us and lead us, tell us what to do. Two of the football coaches.
Oh,
yeah.
And what are they doing while you're out there, like weed eating the ditches or whatever?
Sometimes they would just drop us off and then they would go get, coffee or Cokes and, get them a morning snack or whatever and come back and pick us up. Or sometimes they would just sit there in the truck watching us. They weren't doing anything for sure. They weren't picking up any sling blades and having a go at it.
No.
Bet not.
Yeah. It was almost like a work release program.
Yeah.
It sounds that way.
It's like, what's the repercussions of doing something bad when you're already doing
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
How much worse can the punishment be than the job?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. God, I hated that.
That sounds awful.
It does.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's your extra, 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 extra funny today.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.